The Foreign Investment Review Board's latest annual report shows an increase in both value and volume of foreign investment in Australia, with China the lead investor in the last year, followed by the United States. It also shows an extra 17 proposed investments face scrutiny by the FIRB, thanks to the lowering of the thresholds which trigger a FIRB review. But the FIRB's figures are only a reflection of applications and approvals.
So they have a large number of applications. Many of those applications might in fact be for the same project in the end. So it gives a trend and it indicates interest, but it doesn't really give you an overview of actual deals.
That's the co-author of a report called Demystifying Chinese Investment in Australia, Professor Hans Hindrisky from the University of Sydney. The study, produced with the uni and KPMG, showed $375 million was spent in 12 deals across industries like dairy, beef and cotton. Professor Hans Hindrisky says while there's been a slow growth in the agribusiness space, last year was somewhat of a breakthrough.
What our analysis is that this has taken a long time for Chinese investors to sort out the market, but we are ahead now of a period of further growth, as all indicators tell us.
Professor Hindrisky says Australia, along with New Zealand, has a clean and green image, plus strong regulatory framework to guarantee food safety, and that's very attractive. He says the outlook is bullish.
There's several currents running. There's the very strong investment in commercial, and we only covered commercial real estate, which sits around 45% of the total volume that's coming in. But underneath that big layer of commercial real estate investment, there's investment in agribusiness that is growing and investment in other areas as well, where either it's a question of people investing for the Chinese domestic market, or they are investing in areas where they have strong competitive advantages globally.
Professor Hindrisky says in their research they spoke to a number of senior executives of Chinese companies who invested in Australia on the basis that they wanted profit and long-term stable returns. He says the free trade deal with China was also significant.
Because it will facilitate their trade or their export back to China and import of whatever material. So overall, that was a strong factor.
On Queensland's Darling Downs, an area with rich agricultural assets and businesses, sorting out the fanciful from the fair dinkum shows an interesting trend.
I would say that a quarter to a third of the inquiries we get are genuine or come from genuine roots. But when it comes to engaging the services of not only us but someone to act on their behalf, I'd say that number would halve.
Andrew Webster is a director of a local real estate and valuation firm. He says the hype around foreign investment has in fact died down a bit, but when you talk genuine inquiry resulting in actual deals, there's still significant interest.
Yeah, locally, we've probably seen a decrease in inquiry over the last 3 to 4 months. Compare this to 8 to 12 months ago, where there was a lot of inquiry. Still probably the same amount of genuine inquiry, but the tire kick has seemed to have slowed down a bit. We're still seeing inquiry from Asia, predominantly China and Korea, but also the UK. These guys are still looking to invest in ag, which doesn't necessarily mean owning ag land, but just investing in Australian agriculture. Also seeing a lot of interest from overseas companies wanting to set down roots on the Downs, purely on the back of the new airport we've got here, which creates many opportunities on that export front.
And what are the key industries? What are people really looking at?
Righto, so seeing a lot in that protein space, whether it be beef would probably still be number one, followed by small crops and grain, I'd say. But really looking to invest in Australian supply chain across all ag sectors. Again, it's not a secret they're trying to shore up supply for the rising middle class over there.
And are we talking big deals? Are we talking smaller enterprises, perhaps bought and then put together, or is it more of a vertical integration?
The business with foreign money behind them that are existing on the Downs, yeah, they're still looking to increase and get bigger. But what we see is a lot of inquiry that doesn't register FIRB action, so under 15 mil. So that FIRB report is great for the larger type deals that go on, but anything under that, it's probably replicated somewhat to that, but certainly not seeing the US taste that report would reflect in the smaller deals.